By telephone, they had to know how to say no. If because they answered it before they knew the question or who was asking. Text messages change our inbuilt response by enabling us to ignore all but the pleasant or convenient messages. And when the mail system was digitized, companies discovered they could spam thousands of recipients in one go, so people became further detached from their innate call-and response system. By 2023, the word no has become largely unused by most people who own a smartphone, which signals a stunning and rapid degradation in our fundamental human abilities. Our inability to communicate clear and simple truths and agree on a single objective reality outside the technological bubbles in our own head may well be the beginning of the end for us as a species. Futurists warn us that if artificial intelligence isn't monitored and curtailed, the machines are in danger of enslaving us for their own ends. But those of us who have witnessed humans' increasing powerlessness at the hands of the systems we create wonder if this is an absurdly misplaced concern, given how technology has already captured, weakened, rendered useless, and incompetent most human beings already. How is it possible for individuals or small groups to resist such powerful forces as entropy? Is it worth bothering doing anything at all to uphold basic standards when the entire species seems destined for extinction? I have been driven to despair, wanting to give up doing what I love countless times because the administrative frustrations of materializing any of my books or records seem too dependent on other people's apathy and ineptitude. Most humans seem to have subconsciously accepted their own powerlessness. From the post office to the police, the human beings still manning these stations yet to be automated, which keeps society functional, no longer accept any responsibility for the processes they are tasked with upholding. Capital's imperative to cut costs while increasing output has lowered wages and squeezed budgets. Companies no longer bother to train staff who respond to their disempowerment and lack of long-term prospects by not bothering to learn or perform any more than the absolute basic required to prevent them from losing their job. Within living memory, there exist experts and specialists who can install and fix most of our tools and infrastructure. And they were contacted. In one generation, the internet technician, university lecturer, postmaster, and swathes of other frontline professionals have been wiped out, replaced by outsourced ignoramuses whose main function is to evade responsibility and pass you on to somebody else. Most likely an outsourced ignoramus in another department, at another company, in another country, or refer you back to the ultimate god to whom you seem to have abdicated all control. Technology. Is resistance to such a system futile? Most people probably haven't even considered the problem in these terms, so it would be inaccurate to say that they have actively concluded that it is anyway, let alone future. More like, they have just succumbed to apathy and mindless conformity to society's downward trajectory. Many bureaucratic establishments known to tip people to the brink of sanity, have responded by putting up signs on the window, stating that their stand deserves to be treated with respect. Citizens such as yourself, coming up against such a threat, can expect to be patronized, misdirected, or treated with contempt by an untrained ignoramus who has no respect for you and no recognition that your problems are equally deserving of diligence as their own. In the face of such a system, anger and despair are proven to be self-defeating. The passive nihilism of the quiet person only furthers our demands. Active resistance requires that people and organizations don't even strive for excellence anymore. We don't require excellence, just basic competence.